If you do the same things in 2020 that you did in 2019, your life will look exactly the same.
You're listening to the Dare to Be Different podcast, a podcast for people who want to live an extraordinary life. On this week's heartfelt episode, Joe and Alicia reflect on the ups and downs of 2019 and talk about how those events help shape their words of the year for 2020. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Dare to Be Different podcast, New Year's version. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. My name is Joe, and my lovely, as always, wife is my co-host today. So we are doing this podcast right before New Year's Eve, so definitely our New Year's edition. So how excited are you?
I'm excited. It's a whole new year, year of opportunities and differences and resolutions and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So our podcast is based off of something that we did for the new year every year, which was pick out words of the year. And we, as a family and then also as a business, picked five that we thought really allowed us to create a different type of life, an extraordinary life, if we added these into our life. And that's adventurous, honest, passionate, healthy, and grateful. So those are all past words of the year. But today, we're going to talk about our 2020 words of the day. So did you pick one?
I did. So there, you know, to go back, I know we had talked about these before. So instead of doing a resolution of, you know, we're going to go to the gym more, which, you know, lasts a hot minute.
That would be great. I want to go to the gym more for sure.
I would like to do that. Instead of doing those types of resolutions where it's one set thing, it's a word that encompasses how you want your year to be, like how you want to project your year. So
as an example, healthy.
We did. You
would
did
be,
healthy.
Would be going to the gym more, right. But that also is also healthy relationships,
right.
And healthy, you know, spiritually healthy, et cetera, et cetera.
It's, yeah, it's it kind of spans more, yep, area than just one specific goal. So anyway, so do you want to do yours first? I'm sure, you know, inquiring minds want to know.
Well,
what Joe Altieri ponders at night thinking about how his year is going to go, right?
I am sure a lot of people wonder this, you know, because I'm sure that most of our, you know, most of our listeners and the people around me think that I have life completely figured out. So they're like, what could
Don't
he
you?
Possibly improve
I
on
I feel like
in
we
2020?
Should clap after you say your word, like me, you, Nicholas. It'll sound like a lot of people.
The whole staff, like looking through the studio window over there.
Yeah.
So, well, let me give some background. Before I give my word of the year, I want to give some background.
Ooh, like
I know.
The rising tension of your word.
So for those of you that would like to get Alicia a birthday present every year, her birthday is November 28th. So just recently, not too long ago, I had to find a meaningful birthday present. We've known each other for a long time. You and I met when you were 16, and it was right before your birthday that we met when you were 16 years old.
Yeah, that must have been a lot of pressure back then on you.
It was a lot of pressure. So now you're a little bit older than 16.
Slightly
older than 16. And, you know, the presents have gotten a bit more difficult to find. You know, I think I went through a jewelry phase for a while and then like a clothes phase. And then we did like some, you know, adventures. We went on some trips. Like that was like the gift for you. And
some lean years where we went the nothing years.
Yes. The hey, we got food.
You yes. Know, it was, hey, we got electricity this
yes.
month.
So, but this past year, I went way out of the ordinary. Something that I had never, ever, ever done before, which was I decided to, I picked up a book called Things I Love About You, and it's a little tiny book. For those of you that are watching, it's about this big. It's really, really small, and you flip through, and it has fill in the blanks for, it was about 45 pages that seem really, really easy, and they're just certain things like, I love when you do this, and there's a blank that gets filled in, or when this happens, I think this, and they they are, again, on the surface, you think that this would be a very, very easy task to accomplish. And it took me forever to do.
That's really surprising because I am really likable.
I agree. but it was such a I wanted to put so much meaning behind every page that you struggle through it. But then on top of it, again, this will be a terrible surprise to most of our listeners and most of, the people that know me, but I am not a very emotional person. I really don't wear my emotions on my sleeve.
That's shocking.
It is shocking, I know. Nicholas is over there going, like, he has the surprise face on. I mean, he can't.
Just floored.
He is completely floored.
Get up, Nicholas. Get back in your chair.
So, but what I found as I was doing this is I couldn't put meaningful things down on the page about how I felt about you without, without leaving a piece of myself exposed. So a lot of this, and we've been married a long time, a lot of this was, it was awkward for me to do, even though we know each other very well. I know you better than I know any person in the world. So, but what I felt through this process was this immense vulnerability. And then especially the fact that this was the only thing you got from me. So it wasn't like, I have some backup plan. Like, oh, wow, I did a terrible job on this little tiny book that took me hours and hours to fill
Nothing
in.
Nothing that diamonds can't forgive, right?
Yes, but I didn't have that back. I didn't have the backup diamond earrings. So like, this was it. Like, if you didn't like it, that was it. Or if you looked at the questions, you're like, wow, you are just so stupid. I didn't have a way of joking around to get past that awkwardness or anything like that. Like, literally.
And also, I'm not a diamonds person.
And you're not a diamonds person. No, you are actually a very simple person to please, with material things or lack of material things. So, but all joking aside, the vulnerability that I felt doing this to me was surprising. So I decided that for 2020, I'm going to make vulnerable my word of the year. So I'm going to try to find ways on a daily basis, a weekly basis, whatever, to be more vulnerable and put myself out there more and more through the year of 2020. So that's my word. And we can kind of get into that a little bit more, but I am really, first of all, what are your thoughts on me being vulnerable?
It is out of the ordinary for you.
It is. So there's
I really like it.
There's a we every once in a while we'll go through the we do the Netflix marathons and we have like a show that we will kind of fall asleep to, and Friends is one that seems to be on that it's on that list, right?
Yeah.
And there's an episode of Friends, or a couple episodes, where Bruce Willis is kind of comes in as a special guest star, and he dates Rachel. His character dates Rachel, and she wants him to be more vulnerable. And then suddenly he's like crying and sharing all these intimate things, and this very manly man suddenly becomes this blathering idiot. And I'm just wondering if that's going to happen to me. I'm being vulnerable here by saying I'm very concerned that, like, once the floodgates open, like, you're not going to be able to shut them. So keep that in mind.
It'll be interesting.
It will be.
I guess that's more, potential podcasts in the future about your blubberedness. I don't know.
We might change the podcast completely. So you're excited to see how I do with being vulnerable.
I do. I might have to remind you to be vulnerable.
It's not natural. I am going to be 45 years old.
What?
Here in
you
the next
so
couple
good.
Months. I know, right? But so I have 45 years of self-preservation and self-protection.
pent up vulnerability.
So we'll see what happens as I'm in my 45th year here. So
good.
So what is your word of the year for 2020? I'm so anxious to hear this because I don't know.
Well,
I have no idea.
I feel like it might be disappointing, so don't get your hopes too high. So anyway, whenever you look back, in every year that we've done the word of the years, I guess you kind of reflect back on how your current year has gone, and then you look forward to your upcoming year and think, you know, what happened to my last year that I would like to work on or whatever.
Sure.
And so it always kind of goes based off of your previous year. And we've had some really awesome things happen in 2019. You know, we got our second grandson was born in January, which is amazing. And it's our son's firstborn, which he is just adorable and perfect. And I couldn't love him more. And, you know, and we've had our 16-year-old daughter got her driver's license. So that was amazing.
Because freedom.
Terrifying.
I feel like
all those things.
In Braveheart, when he yells, freedom! Like when the last two become mobile, there's a certain amount of freedom that is just, oh my goodness, it's great. Anyway, completely outside of the point. But.
Yes. Just different things for different children. We welcomed little Aria into the world, which is our newest granddaughter.
First girl.
So it's our third grandchild, first girl, oldest daughter.
She will be able to manipulate me like no other person in the
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. I can already see her concocting in her little
I am sure.
teeny
yes.
brain.
She's like, I will have him wrapped around my finger. So
yeah,
I rocked her like last night for I don't know an hour something like that.
She's so sweet.
Yeah,
she's just the sweetest. So
I don't think I rocked any of my children for an hour total.
So, I guess maybe if you were more vulnerable back
now
then.
Now that I am being more vulnerable. Yes.
Anyway, so but we've also had some hardships in 2019. So you know, which led to my word, we had I quit my job after a really long struggle of, you know, being unhappy in it and just a really tense situation and just the, you know, it's always change and just a difficult time frame when you shift careers of any sort.
Sure.
And so that was just a difficult thing. And then my dad passed away in July.
Mm-hmm.
And so that
I know it's tough. And I know that a lot of people listening can't see, but of course, this is a very, very emotional time. So I'll give you a second to collect yourself.
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's challenged us. It was really unexpected and just kind of wrecked the remaining months. Thank you. Brought me a tissue. Wrecked some upcoming months past July, just with an overshadowing of sadness and hardship.
Sure.
And different things that we had to sort of decide that we were going to overcome. And for all of us, because our entire family was really, really close-knit with him. Our son works for him. It's just a whole, you know, ton of emotions and different things to deal through his passing.
Mm-hmm.
Which led me to thinking of the word for 2019, I really didn't want sadness to overshadow my word, if that made sense, to project into my next year. So I didn't want 2020's definition to be about, you know, hardships of the previous year. I wanted it to be something positive that it wasn't like downtrodden for 2020.
Yeah.
So my word of the year is strength.
Wow.
It is. So I just think that it can encompass so many different things, you know, coming out of a really blessed year, but also one with some hardships like we've never faced before.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like that word is just something that will be encouraging as we kind of go through and navigate our next year. Which looks so different in so many ways than early 2019 did for our family. So I don't know. I'm just looking forward to being stronger in my relationships, you know, whatever career path is next for me or change or, you know, in our family, just that we're stronger together. You know, we've already, you know, through the devastation and through the hardships that we've gone through, I feel like we've come out, you know, and we're not through it by any stretch of the imagination. We're not, you know, going to ever forget, but we're strengthening as we're moving on and we're becoming stronger together. So that's it. That's my word.
You know, what's interesting, and of course, you know, your dad was a big part of my life since I was 16 years old, 17 right. years old, I guess. So of course it's a terrible, you know, terrible time that we've gone through over the last several months. But to your point, I think that our immediate family, our children and their spouses and things like that, I can't remember a time where we actually had stronger relationships.
Right.
So, you know, again, not that any of us want to go through bad times, but I think that I think that a lot of how you come out of it tells a tale of your character and how you know how strong you are, both, you know, individually, but then corporately as a family or as a group. So you know, it's you know, I think about it, and I know somewhere your dad is looking down on us and you know, smiling, because he owned a business and we're keeping that going, we're keeping that strong, and you know, also seeing how we rallied around each other, I know that he's happy with how we are, you know, how our lives are looking, and I'm sure he sees things that we'll, you know, we won't know until, you know, we're with him someday. But you know, I'm sure that he really appreciates the fact that, you know, we are stronger, and that our kids and the people that he cared about are stronger too.
Right.
So, wow, what a great word.
Thank you.
And man, does that mean you're going to start working out?
It like, might.
Stronger too? Like,
I mean, at least temporarily, you know, at least until, you know.
Until next year.
Of January. Well, I give myself 2 weeks. You at least give me a year. No. You know, I think it encompasses a lot of things that we, you know, I feel anyway, personally, not we. I don't want to ever put my word on you, but that.
No, I like your word better than mine.
Oh, well,
like,
sorry.
I think my new word is now stronger.
You can't. That's it's so strength. Much better. It's stronger. It's strength.
Oh, strength.
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 Yeah.
Not stronger.
So, I mean, whatever.
Same thing.
You know.
But strength. Versus vulnerable, I'll take strength any day.
Oh, well, you can't have it, Coat. But no, I think it just,
Nicholas,
it can encompass so many.
Her word is better than mine. I know.
Oh my
Man.
Gosh.
Isn't it a competition? It's always a competition.
I don't know. You're just talking over me, so that was kind of competitive of you.
Go ahead.
Anyway. No, it just, I just think that it can spread the, over so many different areas of your life. Yes, stronger. It would be great to work out and to, you know, continue to strengthen our bodies so that we don't, you know, get sick or something happen to us, you know, whatever. And, you know, even like, you know, mentally stronger, you know, there's always room to grow and learn and, you know, stronger in your faith, stronger in your family ties, your connections, your relationships, you know, all of it, I just think is good. You know, and just something to look positively towards in the next year, for me anyway.
So one of the things that I have always been impressed with you and you know, the your friends, your female friends that are around you, just how strong as a woman you have to be, you know, to have a successful, you know, to your point, you were working full time, you had... you know, you have a family that you're taking care of. You have a husband that you know, you're taking care of in so many ways that, you know, without your strength, you know, our companies, FlexScreen and Reflex Brands and everything else that we're doing, there's no possible way that I could go out and do what I have is needed and necessary without your strength being there right beside me. So I think that, I think this is going to be an easy one for you because I think you're already so strong. So I'm just curious to see what, you know, what kind of changes. Like, so we're only a couple days before the new year here. What do you think January 1st, what is your action item that you're like, this is the thing that sparks that new change? Like, what's the first thing you're going to do in your strong 2020?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know if there's like a one specific thing. That's kind of the point in having the word, is that it's a theme that kind of wraps the whole year and, you know, weaves through everything you do. I was really tempted to reuse a word. Joy was a word from, I think, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. The following year was adventure and, you know, things like that. And I was tempted to reuse joy, you know, obviously because of everything. But I don't know. I just read through word after word after word and just thought, like, once I saw strength, it just, like, really resonated. And not that joy is bad or anything mm-hmm. like that, of course.
Right.
But, you know, I just, every year that we look at a new word, I don't want to recycle yet. Like, I'm not there yet. So, looking to.
Like, it hasn't gotten so stale that you're like, man, I got to go back to.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to. Because, of course, like, a few years ago, we did adventure for, it was my word. I think yours was health that year. Mm-hmm. And so we did a lot of outdoorsy different things. And, you kind of see through those experiences, you find some things that you actually enjoy together as well. Like, you know, because we did the adventures, we kind of found things that we enjoy to do together. So adventure kind of continues on. It's not like, you know, you hit December 31st and adventure is over then, you know, and now you have to move into, you know, joy and forget about adventure. You know, it's just something that kind of weaves and continues. It's just a focus for the year. That hopefully you, from focusing on that word, you pull it into your next year and your next year and your next year, and you continue to improve yourself, you know, on the inside and outside, and, you know, in your relationships and others and giving and, you know, all those different things.
Yeah, which is interesting, because maybe we can share a little bit about you had mentioned this isn't something where we wake up, you know, on New Year's Eve and go, oh, we need a word for next year. Like, we very purposefully start talking about this around Thanksgiving. We start asking our kids, hey, have you thought of your word of the year? What's it going to be? You know, that type of thing. And so we do, we put a lot of effort into trying to come up with, and again, not that this is a job, because it's fun. You know, it is something that we tease each other a little bit about our words, but it is something that we do use as a way of making our life different.
Right.
At the end of that year, to your point, adventurous was something where we said, wow, we had never gone hiking before. Up until that was your word, we had never gone out hiking.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, this is actually something that's fun. Who would have thought? And the word forced us to try this, and now it's become part of our life. So
yeah, and it's, you know, you're kind of like, well, yes is the new no for, you know, adventurous type things. I remember that year we went to a water park in Florida, and it was just not my thing. It's just not, you know. And I was like, I'll go, and I'm gonna say yes to that. Yes is the new no for adventurous type things. And we went to the very top of this terrifying water
slide. Oh, I remember that one.
Oh my gosh. I am just not a water, underwater kind of person. It's just not my comfort zone. I can swim. I can survive. It's just not where I like to be. But yeah, it was like this, you climb up, you know, all these steps. And I actually thought that it was to a different water slide until I got to the top and realized that it's the one that, like, looks like a stand up clear coffin type thing that the floor drops out of, and it actually has like a heartbeat that pumps through the speakers, like really loud in your ears, and the water is rushing down your back, and then the floor drops out of it, and you free fall for quite a while until you actually like hit the water, and then it's just like straight down, water up your nose the whole time. And I got off of there and, you know, was legitimately surprised that I survived and wasn't dead at the end. Then I had to reason myself, you know, through it. I had to reason with myself that, like, the person that went before me is still alive. So, therefore, the record can't be too terrible on deaths here because this ride is still open, you know, things like that. But, I got in and did it, you know. So, it was saying yes to those things that typically I would have just been like, nah, pass, you know.
I remember that that water park and that's that. I remember this sounds so bad, but in some ways we weaponize our words of the year sometimes as ways of getting each other to do things based off of their but based off of the word of the year.
And this is probably terrible, but you but know, it's just
but
true.
It's just how it's who we are. And so adventurous being your word, I remember saying that, look, you know, if you're going to be adventurous, this is one of those things. And I also remember you getting into that tube and going, she is going to hate this beyond anything else that she has ever done in her life.
It's up there, like top 10 things I've ever hated doing. But, you know, I did it. And I could have come out of there and gone like, actually, I really like that. But you don't know until you step in.
Right.
You know, you don't know until you try it. And, you know, all reason told me that I wasn't actually going to die doing it. So.
but to that point, you know, just talking about this for anybody that's listening, how we use our words, they don't become something that is just we use a word and then we write it down, put it into a drawer, and then we don't think about it. These are very public within our family, and we talk about them a lot through the year. And then to that point, we use them to make sure that we are staying accountable to each other. I use the term weaponize, but we do that. We keep each other accountable through this by using those words.
Maybe hold accountable sounds a little bit gentler.
It does.
That's just not who we are.
We're not very gentle. We're really not. But so I'm really curious to see, number one, how you guys remind me to be vulnerable. If you guys even want that, because you guys might get to like February and you're like, Dad, you need to stop this. Like
put just, the Kleenex away. Yeah. Get out of there.
Oh my goodness. God, it's such a hard day at work today.
Like, pull yourself together.
Slap across the face. But I'm very proud that you used strong. What is the official word? Is it strength?
Strength.
Strength. As your word, I'm very excited to see how you play that out in 2020.
I don't know. Maybe I'll take up boxing and like knock you out one day when you walk in the door. <There you go.
laughs> I'll be coming in weeping, and then you just drop kick me.
That'd be very vulnerable of you took you out. You know. Yes.
What would be vulnerable is allowing Nicholas and the team to post those pictures up on the up on Facebook. So.
Oh.
Yes, it would be very, I would be, he said it would be vulnerable for me to admit it to them. But Alicia's here at the office so often that I probably don't even have to admit it. I'm sure she will tell you.
I would totally rat you out, yeah.
But here's my challenge to you. And I think that this is a really, really good challenge. You have a tremendous amount of influence on so many people around you. I challenge you to not just have strength as your word, but by the end of 2020 to bring some other people around you, and mainly women, because you do have a lot of influence on the women in your circle, to help them to be strong as well. I think you have that in you to really, really pull people up and to bring them right alongside you. So I think you can do it. What do you think?
I'm going to try.
That was me being vulnerable there.
Oh,
you see, I'm
thanks.
Practicing.
Oh my gosh. Well, it is about you, so.
It is about me. But anyway, anything else before New Year's Day? Anything else that you want to share with all of our listeners?
No, I just think that find your word, whatever it is, whatever, you know, you've kind of seen yourself struggle through, and maybe it's something that, you know, you're just feel like you can up your game at, or you know, strengthen in your life throughout, you know, your relationships, or you know, anything mentally, physically, spiritually, however you see fit, or whatever kind of rises to the top, you know, once you shake out all the, you know, things that are going on in your life, and just think about something that you might want to do better this next year, and find that word and don't stick it in a drawer. Put it on a piece of paper, tape it to your mirror, wherever you get ready in the morning, you know, put it in the visor of your car, whatever. Just do something with it. Don't make New Year's just a time for a brief resolution. You know, weave it through your year and through all the different areas of your life, and come out of it next year better than you were heading into your year.
Absolutely. You know, everything that we do is about those around us having an extraordinary life, the people that are listening, the people that are watching, our friends, our family members, having an extraordinary life. And the fact of the matter, and this is what I'll leave everybody with, if you do the same things in 2020 that you did in 2019, your life will look exactly the same. So if you want something different, do something different.
Yeah, it's like stick your head in the hole over and over again. It keeps getting hit by a hammer.
Stop sticking your head in the hole. That's yeah. exactly it. So thank you, everyone. We wish you the happiest of New Year's, and we cannot wait to see what 2020 brings for you, for us, our family, and we're so excited to be on this journey with you.
Share your word with someone you know and send it to us. Share with us what your word is, what
yes.
you came up with.
We would love to help to hold you accountable for your word of the year.
Yes.
So thank you so much for listening. We will catch up with you guys next year.